choose V. We don't the wake of Yes Yam Suf. Lal Yisrael, ever the complainer, ever unhappy, ever dissatisfied, complains about the problems of lack of water. As a result of that, Meshav gives tools and wherewithal of direction to Meshav Rabbeinu what to do, and throws what he has into the waters are sweetened, and can be for their consumption. Interesting, striking pasuk towards the end of that. ויצעק אל השם ויגש שמיץ וישריך אל המים וימתקו המים שם שם לו חוק ומשפט ושם ניסהו. Some coincidence, some conjunction here between the designation of Chok u'Mishpat and the supply of the water. The two possible interpretations of the first half and the second half of the pasuk. One is that there's some linkage over here, some causal sequence. Chok u'Mishpat was determined and placed before them because of the ness of the water. Recompense, his challenge. The other to assume that the pasuk here is divided into two halves, each of which relates to a certain phenomenon, the two being unrelated. Hazal will address himself directly to this question. Stand by Shem Sol Chok u'Mishpat. What is the Chok u'Mishpat? Certain halachas should give them it more as a kind of anticipation, a foretaste of Kabbalah Satera. Rashi quotes over here, "Mamara Tana Mikzat Shiur Shul Torah Shiitasku Bohem Shabbat Parad Uma Bedini." This quotes them in the Mechilta. Elsewhere is another element added, and this is Kibud Avei. Now, this is of interest in its own right. Number one, the notion that apparently Kabbalah Satera could not spring upon them suddenly. They could just jump out of Mitzrayim to Mamre Sinai. And needed some kind of preparation, some kind of spiritual training, as it were, in order to be able to undergo the experience. In that respect, the possibility that there's linkage between the first half of the pasuk and the first half of the pasuk is clear. The letter of the revolt, unjustified and warranted, it's a clear indication, a clear testimony, the fact that they're not ready. And they need to follow a more gradual path. Chanuch l'nayal p'darko, not only that, to a single now, but the whole community. Till such time as they have attained the level of spiritual maturity, and religious commitment, which enable them to stand by Mamre Sinai and to move from Mitzat Parashiyos Torah to the whole. Here's however an additional element in Rashi. The end of the pasuk, Sham Sam Chok u'Mishpat Sham Nisahu. Nisahu Lam Ra Koshi Opan Shloi Nuchu B'Moshe B'Lishon Yafa B'Kesh B'Rachmim Shloi Lam Ha'im Mishtol El Nitlaninu. Here there's a machloket Rashi and the Ramban in the dual supply.
Ashen said, "Vasham Yisau." Does that continue the thrust, the direction, Choku Mishpat, Mishmazuri are there in order to educate the people spiritually, in order to ennoble them morally, ethically? And then continue Vasham Yisau. No, Ashen understands that Vasham Yisau is a counterweight, a counterbalance, contrapuntally to Choku Mishpat. Choku Mishpat they were given. And then you say, good. And they integrate Chok Mishpat, they learn Torah. Torah is supposed to be purgative, purity, purifies the person, noble the person. So Mishnah Vasham Yisau also means that. As Rashi says, no. Shem Yisau Chok Mishpat. But sadly and tragically, the result was not that they were noble. The result was what a failure. And this is a kind of a test. Not the Chok Mishpat was a test. The listener was a test. A test of what? Of the flexibility, of the politeness, of the sensibility, of the ability to relate properly to others. And all of this, they were a dismal failure. The Ramban, parts of Rashi in two respects, although for our purposes the common denominator is going to be the central point. Now, about a number of places discuss the nature of Nisayin, and Yisuv in Shem Nisau says Ariman Neis, to elevate. As you raise a flag to the top of a flagpole, Shem Nisau does not mean he tested him and they were found wanting. Shem Nisau, by giving the Choku Mishpat, they were indeed enriched spiritually, and henceforth, consequently, were noble and elevated. But secondly, the Ramban challenges Rashi in another respect. Rashi, following Chazal, says that the Choku Mishpat were Chukim Mishpat of Torah. Not the whole complex, not the whole system, but a partial aspect, not a single Chok, a single Mishpat, or more than one undoubtedly, but a Marechet, a system, a legal and judicial system, a moral system, which included various elements, although not the whole. It's a slice of Torah, but not more than that. Ramban says, no. Aderech HaPshat, when they entered the Midbar, they required some guidance, some direction as to how to live. And when the vow was to educate them, שישרים חוקי המדבר לסבול הרב עצמה כל רב על השם לא דרך תלונה, not that they shouldn't complain but they should address the בן שלנו. That's the חוק, הוא איזה משפטים שיחיו בהם לאהוב איש את רעהו ולהתנהג בעצת הזקנים ואצלי הלכת בעוליהם בין אנשים הילדים שנהגו שלום עם הבאים במחנה עם כל היום דבר וגויים כבני ארצי ודרכות מוסר שלא יהיו כבתחנות השוררים שיעשו כל תויבה ותבוששו וכעניין שזיווה בתורה כי יצא אוכל על אויביך ומשמעתם בכל דבר. אמן סבור ותורי בנו בהיר is not parts of Torah since סיבור משברו. We're talking about the mode אינם חוקי התורה ומשפטים, אבל הנהגות ביישוב המדינות. And gives examples. תעשה למה מספט רשי את רמבן, על עדס, ודגעת עד לשם ניצור וסתם לי understood. Likewise, על עדס, in terms of what the חוק המשפט refers to. whether it's Hanagat HaChukim, Yishuv HaMdinot, or parts of Teo. But we respect Hashem Rabbanu agreement, as we respect which for us of enormous, enormous importance.
Whatever the details may have been, however the narrative unfolded, Hashem Rabbanu agreement that there was need, and there is need, for a measure of refinement, deepening the sharpening of sensibility, of not being content for all its value and profound significance and imperative thrust, but acknowledging and recognizing that together with this needs to go Hanagat Yishuv HaMdinot.
Rashi presents this in one vein.
So they were tested not the particular Sivan Shukhanov and Shachinatas. They were tested the ability to relate, to discuss, to confront if necessary, but with decency, with civility, with respect, with sensibility. That was the test. And if they lack that, even if they were still observant of Chok HaMishpat in the narrow sense of the term, they're fundamentally lacking vital aspects of spiritual, socio-political, and ethical existence. The Ramban takes a much happier view of Shem Yisrael, but in terms of formulating what the Chok HaMishpat are all about, the position is clear, and made all the clearer when he talks about what happens after Mount Torah. That's a see we're not prior to Mount Torah. It's after Mount Torah. And Ramban explains there in Kiseitzi with the famous passage. It refers in part to the observance of halacha, which needs to be all the sharper and all the more precise and careful within a military situation. Beyond that, Ramban says a person enters the military confrontation, becomes bloodthirsty, insensitive, suffering a tragedy to leave him cold. And it's that plane of that dovara that a person needs to be careful and precise. In a word, is of course enormous importance for us, as for us after Mount Torah, as it was for Klal Yisrael prior to Mount Torah, to observe with commitment, with discipline, with concern, every jot and tittle of the words of Halacha, Chok HaMishpat, Rashi conceives it. But to be fully B'nai Torah, to be fully Shem B'Torah Mitzvah, to be fully Avdei Hashem and Avdei Hashem, we need to have in addition the development, sensitizing of personality, which understands the importance of Michal Rishur Abdinot, which understands that even in the Moshe Rabbeinu, both for ethical and for religious reasons, you need to address it properly. That kind of sensitivity, where it's lacking, is a reflection of moral failure and religious failure. But there is need, side by side, integrally related to the tradition of Teren Aloche, the English poet called it traditions of civility. Traditions of humanity. Traditions which hopefully, the basic in Torah, the basic Chok HaMishpat, will enhance and sharpen in us, but to which we need to bring
the concern and the commitment, as we have the same commitment to the world, the total values of halacha, in order to see to it that for us, the test of Shem Sov Lechuk Mishpat is one which we pass vis-a-vis ourselves, pass vis-a-vis the community, pass first and foremost vis-a-vis Ben Shem. There's nothing here, Chas V'Cholila, to denigrate in the slightest the diminished significance and importance of Chayk Mishpat as Rashi and Chazal perceived, Chas V'Cholila. But there is an emphasis here, reflected the Ramban in one way, the Rashi in another way, by the complementary dimension and aspect of a moral fiber, our spiritual significance, our human sensibility, our desire, our commitment, and our ability to implement the whole world that which Torah demands of us, and Shmata Kedavara, in a positive sense, and Shmata to commit yourself fully and totally and completely to a double time.
No, it's up front.